Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 121 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be discussing the topic, the components of faith. The components of faith. And this may be a two-part series or more, or it may be a one-part series. We'll see. The Lord will help us and teach us his word today in Jesus' name. So again, the topic today is the components of faith. And the anchor scripture I'll be using by the grace of God is Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Read from the King James Version. Many people have heard of this scripture. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God." And I would encourage you, if you can, memorize this portion of scripture. It's actually really helpful. So, "But without faith, it is impossible to please God, and he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I'll say that again. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So what is faith? Well, faith is defined in that same chapter, Hebrews 11. There's a verse 1 that says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So look at that term. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the thing is, faith is substantial. Faith is evidence-based. Many people in medicine, they use this term evidence-based medicine, where a lot of research has been done, a lot of research studies have been done, randomized control trials have been done to prove something. And then based on those proofs, based on the results of those experiments and trials, we then treat patients in that way. That's essentially what the Bible is saying that faith is. But faith kind of takes things in a different dimension. It says, is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. In fact, it brings a very good dichotomy in understanding the difference between the world system and the God system. The world system is, until I have seen something, there's no way I will ever believe it. The faith system, the God system, says, even if I have not seen, I'm going to trust in a God that exists. I'm going to obey a God that exists. And I know that that God that exists will reward me. Because if you think about it, working based on, if you look at things from the world's perspective, you know, where you have evidence for everything that you do. I have this trial to back up this thing. I have this research study to back up this thing. Right? You don't have to take any risks, right? You're like, okay, this has been proven extensively, so I'm going to stick with this thing. But if you're acting in faith, if you're trusting God, sometimes you don't have anything to go off of. The only thing you have to go off of is, you know what? The person that gave this instruction, or the person I'm believing in, is God. So I'm going to stand with God, and I'm going to trust him to help me. So there's a risk-taking component to faith. There's that component of, wow, I'm going into the unknown. I don't know where I'm going, but I know that everything is going to be good. I love this part of the scripture that says that Christ in you, the hope of glory, the hope, right? So it's not something you've seen, but there is that hope that, you know what? My future is going to be glorious. That's faith speaking. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So these are things that have not been seen. You are hoping for them. But you're like, you know what? There's substance in this thing I'm hoping for. And I know that all will be well in the end, right? That's literally the conclusion of the life of a Christian, that all will be well, right? There may be a lot of things going on in the world, but you know in your heart that all will be well. So what are the components of faith? The first component of faith is belief. The first component of faith is belief, right? Again, the definition I gave, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what are you hoping for? What do you believe in? That determines your faith. That's the thing. Like, you need to sit down and clarify this question with yourself. What do I believe in? Like, literally, what do I believe in? And the thing is, what you believe in will literally determine your destiny. That is the truth. What you believe in will literally determine your destiny. It will determine who you are. It will determine what you achieve. There's this statement in the Bible that as a man thinks in his heart, so that's his belief system. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Right? So the thing is, you need to ask yourself, what do you believe? What is your belief system? What do you believe in? There are many people that believe in something, but that something they believe in is not the right thing to believe in. And the thing is, your belief system is shaped very heavily by the inputs that get into your life. What kinds of words do you hear? What kind of media do you consume? What are you filling your mind with? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? What are you tasting? What are you being exposed to? That's why you need to be very careful. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it proceeds the issues of life. Guard your heart. Guard your belief system. What are you letting filter into your mind? Like, are you letting evil material filter into your mind? Or are you letting good material filter into your mind? Those things, again, will modulate your beliefs. That's the truth. It will absolutely modulate your beliefs. So what do you believe? Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I challenge you today to believe in God, because God is the one that will never fail. Man can fail, but God does not fail, right? When the coronavirus hit the world, right? All the medicine and everything that we had, if it was not for God's mercy, right? But there are certain situations, as good as medicine in the US is, there are certain diseases and situations that medicine cannot cure, right? So you need to believe in a God. You need to believe in a God. You need to believe in a God. You need to trust in God. I'm not saying that, Christians should never take medication. No, that's not what I'm saying, right? Many people, again, obfuscate the word of God. No, that's not what the word of God gave people wisdom to create those medications, right? But again, you need to watch, what do you believe? What report would you believe? Who do you believe in? You may be saying, wow, Devine, why are you focusing so much on belief? I'm telling you, belief literally, what you believe literally will determine your life. And what you believe will determine your actions. Because you see, many people, they do very terrible things in the world we live in today. And you ask them, why did you do this thing? And they have this strong belief that, oh no, I'm acting in a public good, or I'm acting in a good interest, right? So you need to watch, what do you believe? And if you're a parent, watch how you are formulating your children's belief system. Watch what you expose your kids to. Watch what you literally speak over your children. In fact, I'm encouraging you today, don't use evil words concerning your children. Don't call your kids a failure. Because if they start believing those things, they will ultimately become those things. So what is your belief system? What do you believe? Whose report will you believe? What do you believe about yourself? The best way to change your belief system is to consume things, right? Is to consume things that are good. The Bible says, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So God is encouraging you, think on things that are good. Think on things that are honorable. Think on things that are of a good report. Don't think on things that will pollute your mind. You need to be very, very careful with how your mind is framed. You need to be careful, because I'm telling you, when you see a human being want to lead people in the wrong direction or want to lead people astray, what is the first thing that person tries to do? The person tries to appeal to people's emotions. He tries to appeal to their belief system, right? And once you keep exposing yourself to a certain thing, your mind is going to be framed. And once your mind is framed, your life is framed. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So you need to watch. What do you believe? What do you believe? What do you believe? You can check all throughout history. When you want to effect a certain kind of change, what do you need to do? Just change a person's belief system. Look at the educational system we have in this country today. What is the primary goal? Like, make people adopt certain beliefs on certain things so they have certain actions, right? So I'm encouraging you today, ask yourself, sit down and think about it, like, wait, what do I believe? What is my belief system? What do I base my hopes on? Because again, that thing can determine your life. If you're thinking, if you're believing in the wrong thing, or your beliefs are inconsistent with the word of God, you're standing on shaky ground. You're not standing on solid footing, right? I will encourage you, change your belief system. And again, as parents, if you're a parent, if you have a child, you have a big role in what their belief system looks like. You have a big role in what their belief system looks like. In fact, I'm telling you this. As a, say for example, you're in the minority, right? I'm a black person, right? And, you know, you have, you know, children. Don't program them to believe that, oh, I am disadvantaged. Oh, I am the worst in society. Oh, I don't have opportunities available to me. No. Even if that's what's classically said about minorities, don't speak that over your children. Because if you keep speaking that over your children, they will ultimately grow to believe that, you know what, I am disadvantaged. I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. I am this, I am that. And those things will then modulate how they behave, will modulate the kinds of things they shoot for. Don't say that to yourself. I remember when I moved to the US, one of the first things I heard is that, oh, black people are disadvantaged. And reject that. That's not your portion. Don't, even if wow, that's what and we're going to speak some more about this in future podcasts, but even if that's what you may see, it doesn't necessarily mean that that is what you should believe. Let me tell you this, your beliefs should not be based on what you currently see. Again, look at that definition of faith. It says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even if what you may be seeing is, oh wow, black people are disadvantaged, that should not be the way you believe. The stuff that you see now should not determine what you believe. Even if, oh wow, there's a truth, like, wow, I'm seeing a lot of black people being disadvantaged, don't accept that as your reality. Do not accept it. The thing is, again, your mind will work with what you choose to accept. Don't accept it. Tell yourself, you know what? I am not disadvantaged. You know what? Even if my background is not great, I can make a great future out of it. Let me tell you this. God used many people that in the eyes of the world will be regarded as disadvantaged. God used them to achieve great things. And you can achieve great things. Let me tell you this. Greatness is the reward of faith. Greatness is the reward of faith. So what do you believe? What do you believe? Even if you were not born with a silver spoon or any kind of spoon whatsoever, even if you were born in a bad background, even if you were born in a terrible situation, even if you were born out of wedlock, even if you've done terrible things in the past, there is no one that is beyond saving. There is no one that God cannot turn his life around. Look at Paul. Paul referred to himself in the Bible as the chief of sinners, but it's the same Paul that wrote about 2/3 of the New Testament. That's the kind of change that God can do in a person's life. Look at Joseph. Joseph entered the land of Egypt as an immigrant. He entered as a slave. But again, the fact that he had the background of a slave did not mean that he had the destiny of a slave. He had the background of a slave, but he had the destiny of a prime minister. How did that happen? Because his belief system, he trusted in God. He had faith in God. I'm telling you this, brethren, faith can really transform your life. Faith can really transform your destiny. Faith can really take you from where you are right now and take you to where God has in store for you. Again, the bridge across those two things is faith. Just trusting in a God that is able to reward them that diligently seek him. The Bible says, Hebrews 11:6, our anchor scripture, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So I'm encouraging you today, what do you believe? What do you believe? There's definitely going to be multiple components to this, multiple parts of this podcast, but what do you believe? What do you believe? What's your mindset? What's your mind frame? Because again, it can determine your destiny. So for those of you that do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this Jesus Christ that you hear me talking about, I'm going to offer you an opportunity today to surrender your life to him. I'm telling you this, folks, Jesus makes can make a big difference in your life. I know what my life was like before I met Jesus. I know what my life is like now. Jesus Christ can make a big difference. I'm asking you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to die for your sins. He was nailed to the cross. He shed his blood to redeem you from sin, to give you a great destiny, to give you a great hope, to give you a great future. So if you want to start that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I am a sinner. I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross. You shed your blood to set me free. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Give me a brand new heart. Give me a brand new belief system. Sanctify me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone that has just surrendered their lives to you and for everyone listening to this podcast. Give us the grace, O Lord, to have faith in you. Give us the grace, O Lord, to believe on the right things. Father, if there is any mindset, any belief, that negative belief in, oh, that weight, I have no future, I have no this, I have no that. Heavenly Father, give us the grace to ditch those things. Give us the grace, Lord. Flush out those things with your blood and help us to believe on the right things. Help us to think and meditate and ponder on the right things. Help us to ponder on your promises in the word, because you have told us that we shall be the head and not the tail. You have told us that we shall be above only, we shall not be beneath. You have told us Christ in us, the hope of glory. You have told us that we shall be fruitful in every area of our lives. You have told us that we shall be the very head. You have told us that we have a sound mind, that you have not given us a spirit of fear. You've given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, a spirit of a sound mind. My King and my God, I pray that you begin to break down these negative belief systems, these things that are modulating people's destinies in the wrong way. Heavenly Father, I pray that by your power, that you begin to break down these evil thought patterns, these, oh, I'm a failure thought pattern. Oh, I will never be a success thought pattern. That I am disadvantaged thought pattern. Heavenly Father, begin to break it down and begin to erect walls of hope, walls of salvation, walls of deliverance, walls of greatness, walls of favor in our minds. In the name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, I thank you, because our lives shall be transformed, because our belief systems have been transformed. Be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that just said the prayer of salvation, I will encourage you to do two things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. Read it, do what it says. You can start in the book of John, and it will tell you all about the love of God. And also, I will encourage you to find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, undiluted word of God is preached. Fellowship with other believers. Do God's will. You know, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many good churches all over the world, right? Because you see many places they call themselves church, but they preach many things that are inconsistent with the word of God. Again, all these are things to control people's belief systems. If you have the wrong belief system, your life will be wrong. But if you have the right belief system, your life will be right. So I'm encouraging you today, find a true place where you can, the true undiluted word of God is preached, where they don't try to twist the word to match the world we live in today, where it's God's true word that is preached. Fellowship with other believers, do the will of God, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me today. I'll see you in episode 122. God bless you. Bye for now. Thank you.